It's the Lars Morning Show in the afternoon, Friday edition with Paul Harris. Here on the Big 550 KTRS, Dan and Ian are here with me. We'll get to the Harris Challenge in the 5 o'clock hour. But that music means it's time to span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads. And the news will begin in Jacksonville, Florida, where 44-year-old David James Lee was arrested on a charge of disturbing a gravestone after a cop saw him walking toward the front of Evergreen Cemetery with three bouquets of flowers with dirt stuck to them. The cop said, where'd you get the flowers? And this genius David James Lee said, that tombstone right over there.
Oh.
He said he didn't know the person who was buried there, but was taking them to give to his girlfriend.
Oh.
It's a romantic thievery.
That is nice.
Next, we go to Uxbridge, England, where Daniel Araujo had to deliver his wife Natalia's baby in the hospital because there were no midwives, nurses, or doctors available. They had gotten there a little after midnight, and around 1:30 in the morning, Natalia had asked for an epidural, pain-relieving shot. 2 hours later, no epidural. She started having contractions. Daniel begged for help. The only person there ran out to try to get somebody to help. In the meantime, Daniel noticed the baby's head poking out of Natalia's underwear.
Oh!
Before anybody got back, Natalia got into a standing position as Daniel put his hand under the baby's head. One push later, he caught little Daniel Jr. as he popped out of mom.
Nice.
Wow.
Then Daniel Sr. noticed that Jr. was struggling to breathe. The umbilical cord was around his neck. Daniel Sr. used his fingers to twist him around and free him. Baby started to cry. Everybody was happy. Everybody's healthy. Seconds later, midwives arrived. Took the kid in a blanket. Took Natalia off to the maternity ward. Everybody doing okay. The parents now, of course, want an inquiry. The hospital says they're going to investigate and have apologized. In Bethesda, Maryland, a woman by the name of Angela Lee, no relation to our first knucklehead, was clocked doing 93 miles an hour in her black Mitsubishi on Interstate 66 in Virginia. Police alerted officials in Maryland to the speeding car, which made a U-turn right in front of the security gate at Bethesda Naval Medical Center. Stopped in traffic there. Officers approached it. Angela took off in her car. As she was pulling away, officers noticed her with a bar of soap in her mouth. She was either biting or attempting to eat a bar of soap while driving. You kids listening in, again, texting is okay, but soap eating, no.
Maybe she cussed.
Yeah, and she was punishing herself.
Yeah.
She was not the only one cussing as she crashed into a car, drove down the street a few blocks, hit another car, made another U-turn, drove back towards Walter Reed, was stopped by a police officer there. She wouldn't roll down her window, so he used his baton to break her side window. As he was reaching in to try to get her, she backed up, ran her car into another police cruiser, drove over a curb, across a sidewalk, and onto the grass, then drove her car towards another fifth police officer who was now involved, who shot once at the car to try to stop her, but she drove away again before crashing for the final time in a nearby construction area and was arrested.
Hmm.
The aristocrats.
Wow.
No word on what brand of soap she was enjoying.
Man.
Now we go to Algahanas, Brazil, where 41-year-old Gilberto Araujo caused a little scene of funeral. The funeral was supposed to be his. They all thought he was dead after Gil's brother had gone to the morgue and wrongly identified a corpse there as Gil.
Oops.
He said the guy looked just like Gil. Gil shows up at the funeral, says, "What's going on here? Oh, you're in the car. Wait a minute!
Oh, you've got a twin."
"Guys, I'm alive. Pinch me," Gil said. Several people in attendance fainted when they saw him. Here's my favorite part. Several others screamed and ran out.
Oh. Really?
Wow.
Then they had a little party and welcomed Gil back to the land of the living. And we finish in Port St. Lucie, Florida, where the cops got a complaint from a woman who suspected that a man was playing with himself in his car while sitting in a CVS parking lot. The woman had not seen the guy's genitals, but said that she saw him making an up-and-down motion in the area of his crotch, according to the police report.
Whoa.
By the time the cops got there, the man had gone into the CVS. Officer approached him as he walked out. Said, "Why don't you think about what you're doing in the parking lot that would have brought attention to you?" The guy says, I don't know what you're talking about. "Sir, were you touching yourself?" suspect said, yeah, but that's because I have this rash. I just went to CVS to get some cream because I have this rash on my...
Did you say CVS or CBS?
CVS, the pharmacy.
I know a couple of people at CVS that would do that, too.
He said, I have this rash in my testicular area, and then said, let me show you. And he pulled his pants down to show the cop.
Oh.
And sure enough, he presented his testicles and verified the facts.
Wow.
The cop said, no proof of you performing any lewd act in public. Pull up your pants and be on your way. And by the way, good luck with that rash cream or whatever it
Did
is.
Did he get off then?
In one way or another, yes. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today from the Big 550 KTRS.